I'm graduate student in University of Missouri. Alex is my advisor. Today I'm going to talk about the extension theorem for paraboloid in the finite field setting. Before we start, let me review this problem in the Euclidean setting. Okay, this S is the set of the RD. This sigma is a positive measure, spot is on S. So, extension theorem ask us to determine two exponents, P and R, such that following estimate holds. Recently, Mockenhaupt and Tao introduced this problem in the finite field setting. So today, I wanted to introduce some improved results, better than the results by Mockenhaupt and Tao. Now let me introduce the outline of today's talk. First, I will introduce some notation and pre-analysis machinery in the finite field setting, and then definition of extension theorem in the finite field setting. Now, I will state main results and some necessary conditions for LPLR boundaries. And lastly, I will introduce a brief idea for proof. So here is a notation. FQ denotes a finite field with Q elements whose characteristic is greater than 2. I mean the Q is a power of other prime, not even prime. Here FQD is the dimensional vector space of a finite field. So let me introduce the definition of the parabola in the finite field setting. This paraboloid in the finite field setting is defined by this. This is the Euclidean analog of a paraboloid. So here, chi means some non-trivial additive character of a finite field. We will take chi as a canonical additive character, which is good. So this sigma is the normalized surface measure on paraboloid. Given function, the complex value function, as usual, we define the inverse Fourier transform like this, or the inverse the measure F0, Fourier transform formation of measure. Here you can see this normalized pair. Here this one. Okay. Here is a space. Let me introduce some norm notation which is related to function space and the frequency space. And here FQD dx is just a function space which we endow just a normalized counting measure dx. On the contrary, this FQD, this dm denotes just a dual space, the frequency spaces, which we will endow the just counting measure. So by using this one, we can define the definition of norm like this. As you see here, we use normalized pack because dx is just a normalized counting measure. And here, in frequency space, dm denotes just a counting measure, right? So looks like definition is different. Here, we use also normalized pack. Okay, now we are ready to define the extension theorem in the finite field setting. Let me first define the R star P to R. R star P to R is to be the best constant such that the following extension estimate holds. So we already defined this norm notation. So main question, in finite field setting, the extension problem asks us to determine small possible exponents P and R such that this estimate holds. In this inequality, the inequality that independent of the size of finite field, I mean Q. Okay. Now let me introduce the well-known result by Mockenhaupt and Tau. The extension problem to parabola was solved, completely solved by Mockenhaupt and Tau. In higher dimensions, they got the Stein-Thomas exponent, this result. Moreover, in particular, in the case when b is 3 and minus 1 is not a scalar number, then they got the improvement of the Stein-Thomas exponent by showing that this one. Okay, now, as you will see, we can improve this second Stein-Thomas result exponent a lot in even higher dimensional. In the further third theorem, maybe we can extend this kind of theorem to higher order dimension. Okay? We cannot improve this one. Okay. Let me introduce our main result. Here, in higher even dimension, b is greater than or equal to 4, so we have this kind of result. Here we have LP alpha estimate. So as you will see, this result is better than Stein-Thomas exponent. Also, we can get the L2 LR estimate like that. So especially in this LP alpha estimate is very important, because if we get this result, we get automatically get this kind of result by using this result and Stein-Thomas argument and just the properties of the paraboloid. So we will focus on this problem. So this is another result. As I told you, if the minus 1 is not a scalar number, then we can improve the Stein-Thomas exponent in other dimensions. Tau and Mockenhaupt just got the improved Stein-Thomas result in the case when the dimension D is just 3, minus 1 is not scalar number. So our result can be extended to higher, some other dimension. I mean, it is just D equal 7 works. 9, I don't know. 11 works. I doubt we can get. No. Okay, let me visualize our results. And you see, in even dimensions, there are some many results. That this theorem 1 tells us, theorem 1 means our LP alpha estimate. Theorem 2 tells us, theorem 2 is just L2 LR estimate, right? So by interpolating these two guys, we get whole improved exponent. Just 1 comma infinity is trivial estimate. Just end point is important. This is automatically works. Okay. As I told you, Mockenhaupt and Tau in general dimension, they got this exponent. In even dimensional, we got large improvement. But still, we need to explore this region. So here is the necessary condition. As you see, in even dimensional, we can improve Thomas Stein exponent along to this direction, right? In even dimension. However, let's look at the necessary condition for other dimension. This is necessary condition. It's impossible to improve the Stein-Thomas exponent to this direction. I mean, LP-LPO estimate. There are some difference between the other case and the even case for the necessary condition for boundedness. So main reason, the reason why there are some difference between the two necessary conditions in even dimension. Oh, to get a necessary condition, this line, we test with the subspace which is totally contained in the just parabola. I will explain the later. I will give you some example later. Let's go to any. However, even if we cannot improve this Stein-Thomas exponent to this direction, if we have some assumption that minus 1 is not a scalar number, we can improve this one. Actually, Mockenhaupt, Tau, just got the, in three-dimensional, they improved. Right. Also, we improved in the higher order other dimension. Okay. Let me introduce the outline of the proof for LP-LPO estimate. Okay. Basically, we will work with the characteristic function on the subset of the paraboloid. So essentially, we will estimate this inequality. Here, p naught is just this number, but as we see here, result we use this notation, right? This is less than approximate. So this notation allowed us just logarithm growth in this constant. So we lose the endpoint estimate. Actually, we did not get this endpoint estimate. However, if we get this estimate, maybe we can get our result, right? Except endpoint. So prove it very easy, because if we expand by using definition of this norm and just some property of the orthogonality of the character, non-trivial character, we can expand both sides, and then we can simplify this one, we get this inequality. So our task is to estimate the lambda subpole of E, right? Which is defined by this one. So if we can count this number, we are happy, right? So whenever we improve this upper bound, we can improve the restriction result, LP-LPO estimate, which implies we can improve L2-LR estimate. Essentially, we got this estimate. The proof is not difficult, but I don't have enough time to introduce this whole proof, so just I got this. I believe this is true. Alex, believe. And then, this estimate is terrible, right? In the right, let's look at the left-hand side. There are two terms inside the meaning, right? Size of E to the 3, and then blah, blah, blah. And you see this lambda of po is given by this one, right? What's the trivial estimate for this size, this sum? If we fix x, y, g, automatically w is determined. So this is the trivial estimate is just this guy is exactly less than equal size of e to the 3. This is trivial estimate, exactly trivial estimate. But unfortunately, if size of e is very, very small, we cannot improve this trivial estimate because our parabola contains some subspace, line or plane, if minus 1 is square number. Anyway, we got this lemma tells us this one, right? Because if a side of E is big, this term dominate other terms, right? So this term is very, very similar to this term. Okay, we got this one. If side of E is very small, this is too big, so we take this guy as the upper bound of this one. And then you may check this inequality holds. Because we already got some number, right? This one, such that this is holds. And okay, this is done. So main issue, my problem is, I believe, you see here, I'm very interested in the LP alpha estimate. As you see, in other dimensional, we cannot improve the Stein-Thomas exponent, right? But when can you improve this one? If minus 1 is not a square number. I mean, our parabola doesn't contain any subspace, line or plane. So to improve this one, if we assume that the minus 1 is not a square number, we can maybe improve this one. We did this one, but this our result is not enough. So to improve our result, essentially we need to improve this trivial estimate if size of E is small, minus 1 is not a square number. So maybe combinatory method maybe will work. Our analytic machinery doesn't work. Because size of E is small, I have no idea about this. So who knows? Some of you can maybe deal with this bound. If someone can prove the some upper bound of this one, which is better than trivial bound, let me know. I'm very appreciative. Okay? Thank you very much. What?
Does curvature play a role in the proof of your theorem, either explicitly or implicitly?
Yeah, explicitly. No? What?
Well, it's just in the sense that there's no notion of Gaussian curvature. So there are exponential sum bounds.
Exponential sum bound is because Alex, there is. I got explicitly. We can get explicitly. You know Gaussum, right? Gaussum, we can define two Gaussum. Gaussum is eta and chi. Here, this eta is a multiplicative character. This eta is canonical character. I mean, this is a quadratic character, this is a canonical character. We have explicit formula for this Gaussum. It's very good. As I remember, maybe if Q is some prime to the S power, maybe if minus 1 is scale number, I mean Q is a congruent 1 to modulo 4, maybe this Gaussum is exactly same to minus 1 to the S minus 1 to the Q to the half. If minus 1 is not a square number, 3, we have another explicit system. So maybe we can get explicit constant. I can, but we don't, we are not interested in explicit constants. But when we study the graph theory, we need, right, that explicit.
Okay, if there are no more questions, let's thank you again.